Basically, Friday afternoon, we was having a big clear out in our house. So my husband and the children were basically helping put bags in the car to take to the tip. So in between that time, Simba had got out on the front garden and he don't really move from the garden. And in that time, from my husband leaving the car and going in the house, he vanished.
Just disappeared?
Just disappeared. Absolutely disappeared. It's like he just vanished off the face of the earth. It's like I'm doing everything I can to get him back.
It's clearly upsetting for the whole family. Did you see somebody take him or not, Jessica?
I've not seen anybody, no.
So he just disappeared from the garden?
Yeah.
And this was last Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
And what's happened since then to try and get him back? Obviously, you've contacted lots of people.
Well, I've done a main social media page where it's Help Find Simba, the Facebook page. It's been shared around Twitter. I've put posters about. I've gone everywhere. I've searched parks. I've asked everybody I've seen to see if they've seen him or heard anybody who's heard of a Pomeranian being taken in. He's just disappeared.
He's a 16-month-old and a ginger Pomeranian.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and how old was he?
Pardon?
How old was he when you had him?
He was just a baby, seven weeks old.
Right. So you've had him pretty well all that time as well.
Yes.
Let's get a quick word with Ellie May. Ellie May, how are you?
I'm fine.
And you're in this video. You've made an emotional plea to get Simba back. So we heard it earlier on. You look pretty upset there, so hopefully, there's a lot of people around the West Midlands, hopefully we can track Simba down, because somebody will know where your dog is, won't they?
Yes.
What would your message be to somebody tonight who might have your dog, Simba? What would you say to them?
If you had my dog, you'd bring him back.
ASAP. Why do you love him so much?
Because we've had him since he was a baby. We've got so much connected to him. It's just heartbreaking.
And he sleeps on your bed, I gather. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're missing him especially.
Yes.
Well, we hope you get him back. Jessica, we've got all the pictures on our Facebook page as well.
Thank you very much.
To try and track him down. You're consulting a psychic as well, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Angie McGee, I've contacted her this afternoon. I'm just hoping that she gets back to me soon so I can meet up with her and she can try and help me find Simba. I just want him home. He's not like a dog. He's like my kid.
Well, somebody knows where he is, don't they?
Somebody does, and I hope somebody just has a heart and just gives him back.
A ginger Pomeranian. You can see all the pictures and Ellie May's emotional appeal on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Wherever you are around the West Midlands, because this happened in Bloxwich. If you see or you know of anybody that's suddenly got themselves a Pomeranian, a ginger Pomeranian, then it probably doesn't belong to them. It belongs to Ellie May and the Walton family. Listen, good luck in the search.
Thank you very much.